A new law took effect in Morocco this week. It criminalizes various forms of sexual violence against women. Supporters call it the culmination of years of work. Critics say it falls short of what's needed. Stephanie Willman-Bordat is with Mobilizing for Rights Associates, an international women's rights group based in Morocco. She spoke to us while out on the street in the capital, Rabat. Stephanie, your organization has lobbied for years for the passage of a law protecting women in Morocco. Are you satisfied with this one?
We're not at all satisfied with the law that was enacted and went into effect this week. In collaboration with local women's groups and activists working at the grassroots level across the country, we've been campaigning for the past 12 years for a comprehensive violence against women law, and this law falls short of all of the advocacy efforts.
Now, tell us what the law says and then where it falls short.
The law creates two new crimes of sexual harassment and technology-facilitated violence. So now, under the law, the catcalling, sexual harassment in public spaces is illegal. And then harassment of a sexual nature via social media, via mobile phones, via other forms of technology is also criminalized.
And why do you think that falls short? What were you looking for?
Well, the first major weakness is that the law does not provide any concrete services or support to women victims of violence. The second major gap is that it does not change any of the existing laws related to rape and sexual assault.
What does that mean?
It means that women, in order to prove rape, have to have physical injuries. And then the second problem is that sexual relations outside of marriage are still illegal. So women who dare bring a rape complaint and then can't prove that they didn't consent, they risk being prosecuted.
You lived in Morocco for about 25 years, and for many of those years, you've been working with Moroccan women in the fight for women's rights. What are the most problematic kinds or pervasive kinds of abuses that women are subjected to?
Well, there was a national study conducted in Morocco that indicated that one in four women in Morocco will be a victim of sexual violence in her lifetime. And that's just what was reported. 7 out of 10 women have experienced some form of violence just within the last 12 months.
And what kind of violence are we talking about?
The violence, 55% of the time, takes place within the family home by the spouse. Physical abuse, deprivation of financial support. There are many, many cases of deprivation of food, of water, refusal to support the wife and children financially, expulsion from the family home, marital rape, of course.
You're critical of this new law, but do you think that it's a good thing, even if it's limited, that it represents progress?
Yeah, the law, the strong point is that it's provoking discussion on the issue of sexual harassment in public spaces and pushing forward the conversation about what's appropriate behavior towards women on the street. And the fact that technology-facilitated violence got included in the law is quite forward-thinking, because there's many states in the United States that don't adequately cover technology-facilitated violence yet. So that's a good thing. The issue, of course, is the law is not going to be able to be enforced, and then the law does not put into place any protective measures for women. So women who have suffered violence in the past, who are at risk of future violence, are not going to find any measures that are going to protect them under this new law.
Stephanie Willman-Bordat has been speaking to us from the streets of Rabat, Morocco. She's a founding partner of Mobilizing for Rights Associates, a women's rights organization in Morocco. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Thank you very much.